is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever.
Ever.
With Chris Moyles.
And No Dave.
And Kissy Sellout for Comic Relief.
Look at that.
Hour 42.
Kissy!
What's going on? What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, Kitty? I tell you, it's all going on. It's all going on, Kitty.
I know, I've been watching you for the last few hours.
Have you?
Yeah, it's addictive.
That's what everybody's saying. Is it because
Do you know what I did? You know the bit when you were on BBC One? I switched to BBC One and watched them introduce you and then watched you looking at the screen while you were reading off your thing. It was brilliant, man.
Was it really bad?
No, it was great. It was wicked.
Oh, okay.
It's funny.
Was it obvious that I was reading off an iPad, holding it next to the camera, so it had the words on it?
Oh, I see. Is that what happened? Well, it was very professional. Timing was perfect.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. You look like you just come from sitting out in the sun. You're wearing a vest. It's like 0 degrees outside.
Well, this is what us international DJs do. I've just come back from Spain with Just Jules. Well, near Spain, anyway. It was actually a ski resort, so that's, you know.
Right, okay.
So I think what I should have said was, I'm from Essex, and, you know, therefore...
What you mean is, Kissy, you're showing your guns off in a vest. Oh, my God, look at that!
I'm going to stand up.
You can stand up. You can do whatever you want. I'm stood up. We'll just mind the cameras because we're going to be... They'll be all over the place. All right, so Kissy, obviously Kissy had never been on the air together before.
No. What? <We'll never start.
laughs> Don't laugh like that. This is like hour 41 and a half for me without any sleep. So what can I expect from you tonight?
Mate, I've got such banging tunes for you tonight. I've got a mixture of like lots of classical music remixes. I've got remixes of like famous 80s tunes.
Nice.
I've got banging electro bangers. Just bang, bang, bang. Bass lines.
It's a lot of bangers.
I've got a garage MC to give you shout outs. It's all kicking off.
I'm liking it. Well, I'm ready to go then. Right. So while we're doing this, if you want to give us some money, because that's what we're doing, raising money for Comic Relief, you can send a text that says Chris to 70011. Especially if you're going to enjoy what Kiss is about to do. Like, do I get to mix or do I just kind of sit back with my feet up?
Well, hopefully you'll sit back with your feet up, but with a big smile on your face, enjoying all the stuff I did for you.
Well, I can't turn that down. So, hello. So, send me a text saying Chris to 70011. It costs you £1 plus your standard network message charge, and the whole pound goes to Comic Relief. Got to be 6 in a row. Ask the bill, pays permission. Full terms and conditions. And if you want to donate online, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. So, text the word Chris to 70011 and give me and Kissy some money to go in our kitty for Comic Relief. Thank you. Right, you ready?
Yeah, are you ready?
I'm ready. I was born almost ready.
Do it.
All right.
Is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever with Chris Moyles
and No Dave
and Kissy Sellout.
Right, here we are. Relief.
Hour 42.
Kissy, you're weird.
A nice weird though, right?
No, yeah, it is nice weird.
Kind of modern
weird. Hope so.
I knew it would go either way when you heard the music I play on Radio 1.
I'm liking it.
So as long as it's a good way.
Yeah, I like it.
I even made this especially for you, a little mix of the Beach Boys. I did this yesterday for you.
Oh, beautiful.
See, we're the only radio show at Kissing Club that does remixes especially for the show. They're all banging though. When it kicks in.
Nice. Oh, here we go. And the way the sun are you liking that? Is that right?
No, that's absolutely fine.
I
encourage improv, if anything. And this is what I'd love to see, you know, Chris. We've got getting the text messages in already. Absolute Kissy Club spirit coming through here. Shout out to the person whose number ends in 511. It's brilliant music. Feel like we're going into crazy trip land.
I've been there before, by the way. But I went just nearby. It's a crazy land.
Who else we got? We've got Bolton's. Shout out to Bolton's Cody Banks as well. Says, Kissy, I'm locked in. I'm ready. What are you talking about? Which brings me on to what our regular feature on the Kissy Club is that we do at 12:30 midnight, Chris. Right. What we do is we have a feature called What You Talking About.
What you talking about?
Exactly.
I did that.
You should have one. He did. Cobra's basically the story with Cobra is that he was We played one of his tracks a lot, and then he did a few jingles for a radio show, and we were like, oh, I'm not really sure if Garage MC is going to sound right with his electro tune. So he did it. He did a mix. He's the loveliest guy in the world. So he's just he's become our kind of in-house Garage MC.
Kissy, what you talking about?
So is that the guy?
Chris Moore's dropped that bass line.
Yeah. It works. I think it works. It's good.
So if
Chris Miles, wake up, wake up.
I am awake. Shut your face.
Cobra, get back in your box.
Yeah.
So if we can get as many text messages in as possible for around about 12:30 to do what you're talking about, we can have a good old discussion, keep everyone awake about what everyone else has been up to outside the studio tonight.
What are you talking about?
Maybe you've been watching all the Radio 1 shows on the TV tonight and on the red button, and you want to tell us what we all look like. By all means, do it. I did a lot of press ups for this show. Hopefully, I look.
Yeah, you look like you were doing workout just before you came on the air.
That's good. Actually, it's better if I say I didn't. Yeah, I didn't. I just worked out like this.
That's what you're going to say.
See? Kissy, what are you talking about?
This is nice. It feels like everyone's kind of woken up. There's a few people pulling shapes through the windows and stuff.
I've got to be honest. I'm slowly getting this. Well, no, I'm getting it now. I've got it now. First of all, right, Kissy is here in a white vest with his guns hanging out, right? I'm stood here, right, in the same clothes I've been wearing for about 12 hours, a bit tired and a bit bewildered, listening to what Kissy's doing. He's as hyper as a hyper thing, but I'm liking it, and I'm getting into it, and I've got my little jingles, and I've got my...
Kissy, what you talking about?
Yeah.
See? And I've got my...
Chris Miles, wake up, wake up.
And my timing's fairly good, so I should be able to get it on the beat.
No, it's better than fairly good. It's better than fairly
kissy,
good.
Kissy, kissy.
That was right, I did that.
It's just freestyling.
Yeah,
it's just freestyling.
Kissy, 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 what you talking about?
Oh, need you for Jack Beats. That's what I'm talking about. Elevator Music is called. You heard about Jack Beats before?
No.
They're big. This would be cool. If you ever pass a bunch of youths in a street, look a bit
like the
whiskey or whatever, you just say, oh guys, I'm like totally listening to Jack Beats right now, and I go, oh right, safe, and then I walk off.
safe. That is that easy?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'll trust you.
I don't know.
I'm fine with the youths.
The rave is certainly starting in the Radio 1 studio tonight. We've got our special guests have walked in.
Right. We're not going to talk to him yet.
No, I know.
We're going to tease
maybe him. Clues maybe about who it might be.
Do you know what? I don't think even if we gave obvious clues, anybody would work out who was about to appear in a million years. Look, it's 12:30 at night, right? It's the shock that I'm here, Kissy. Do you know what I mean? I've been on the radio for 42 hours.
Oh, no, it's incredible. And the amount of money as well is absolutely amazing.
A ridiculous amount of money.
It is ridiculous. It's absolutely huge.
But I'm loving all this.
Only you.
I feel honoured that it's especially for me. Oh, listen to this.
That's what I'm talking about. I know you think that we were just like, you know, us kids just muck about at midnight on Radio 1. Don't do anything.
But that's what you are doing. You are booking them out.
Skyping off school, stuff like that. But I think there's a lot of effort.
All right, well, let's get back into it. And then we'll have some guests for you shortly. For what you're talking Kissy Sellout on Radio 1. So, we're doing this Radio 1's longest ever show, and I've been here for 42 hours and 5 minutes, which is ridiculous. And joining us, fresh from St. Patrick's Day celebrations, is the one and only Kissy. Prepare yourself.
Prepare to
Patrick Keelty.
Yeah.
And Patrick is wearing his stereotype St. Patrick's Day hat.
And now so are you.
Thanks.
Oh, look at that.
As long as I don't look stupid. Kissy, will you promise me I don't look stupid?
You definitely don't look stupid.
Thank you. All right.
There we go. What a costume.
Ooh. And Patrick, who have you brought with you?
Well, you know, Chris, at this time of night, on a St. Patrick's night,
sure.
You know, here's how I roll.
Right.
Like Kissy may be just banging the tunes out.
Yeah.
But I've just been hanging with, like, you know, A-list movie stars. I brought Tandy Newton.
Tandy! Hi, Tandy.
Hi, gorgeous.
How are you?
Well, I'm very perky. Inspired is what I am.
For the fact that you're wearing one of these novelty Irish shamrocky drinkers.
No, hang on. One second, okay? Tandy, who's probably the coolest person in the world, wearing one of these hats. Kissy with the wife beater banging this hat. It's literally like watching my big fat gypsy DJ. It's my big fat gypsy DJ. We're off.
Come on.
Yo. Double time.
Has he been looking after you?
Well, I hadn't actually met this very nice gentleman till about 2 hours ago.
Oh my God, it's one of those nights, Tandy. See, now you hadn't met him. See, how come that happens, right? I've just met Kissy tonight and you just met Tandy tonight. I don't know who's got the better deal. Well, you've got the worst deal because you've met Patrick.
That's not true. You know that's not true.
An Irishman on St. Patrick's Day.
Come on. That's a true. Paddy on Paddy's night.
Yeah.
Kissy, though, Paddy is loving what you're doing tonight.
He is, actually. I'm slightly embarrassed, actually, because I was holding it together, and then I saw him dancing through the window, and I thought, oh, hang on, I was all cool until I thought everyone's going to hate the music, but it, yeah.
No. Kissy, what's happened is I have turned up like a dad at a wedding. and what you've done tonight with this...
But you look like the groom. This is the wonderful thing.
Well, you say that. What I would say what you've done tonight is you've literally taken white middle-aged men's music and drop-kicked it through the goalposts of cool.
Oh!
The goalposts of cool, no less as well.
Ooh.
That's good for the website, babe. Nice.
Tandy, you enjoying this? You like what Kissy's doing?
I love what Kissy's doing. See? And I hear that I can go and hear Kissy do this at other places, so I'm very excited.
Kissy DJs everywhere.
I do.
He ain't picky. He's just greedy.
Greedy Kissy.
I'm liking it, though. So hang on a second. So I've just suddenly realised. So you've got...
Hey, it's Jerry Springer, and I want to be in the Kissy Club.
He does.
Right?
And you've got...
Yo, it's your boy Tiny Temper, and I am officially in the Kissy Club, right?
Officially.
What's going on? This is Mark Ronson, and I want to be in the Kissy Club.
He never sounds enthusiastic.
He doesn't. You know what's funny? That's the most enthusiastic one he ever did. I've gotten through three of those over the last 2 years.
I'm getting the feeling that Tandy and Paddy Keelty are only too happy to be part of the Kissy Club.
Can we commit that to tape? Can we get that?
Well, when you're ready. Think so. All right, so basically, I think you've got the idea.
Okay.
Hi, it's Basic Gay, and I really want to be in the Kissy Club.
And that's, you see know how it. Sincere that is.
I love that. You can tell Peter's never heard of you.
But hang on. We're coming up.
I think, Patrick, you
it's
came up.
Yeah.
Patrick, would you like to be in the Kissy Club?
I'm Patrick O'Kilty, and I'd love to be in the Kissy Club.
What a performance.
Tandy?
I'm Tandy Newton, and please let me be in the Kissy Club.
Hit a 4-4, you know you're gonna work it. Up, no time to stop. Get a killer combo, go make your head pop.
It just comes in.
It's the VIP mix.
On the camera, I'm gonna mime and pretend it's me.
You can come with me to my next DJ set once you've gone to sleep and woken up. And, you know, after it's all over.
I'm there.
On the other side.
Although, to be fair, I haven't slept for about 2 days, so I might need to sleep for another 2 days.
That's okay, because, you know, I'm a DJ. I sleep all day. That's what I do. Then I just, you know, at night. It's brilliant. You two should try it, actually.
Tandy, stop looking at Kissy's guns, by the way. I know it's hard to not notice them.
For real.
Because they're literally, hey-o!
You know what I'm saying? Here we go. This is our feature. It's coming in. What are you talking about?
Well, here we go.
Patrick. Are you ready for this? So the jingle's about to come in.
You ready?
It's the jingle. Ready? Ready? And here we go.
Hey, what you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
What are you talking about?
Kiss, sell out.
What you talking about?
There you go. Perfect timing.
I take it you're telling me it was perfect time. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, I got the comedic music and everything.
Oh, he's slowing it down. He's slowing it down.
So, Patrick, you literally have a... You've been out for St. Patrick's Day, and then Now it's winding down.
What I would suggest, Chris, is...
Yes.
That you've been up for 40 hours.
Yes.
I've been drinking for 10 hours. Do you remember when Gaza turned up at the Royal Mosque?
No, don't go anywhere near
right,
that.
That's kind of what I'm doing. I'm here to rescue you.
Oh, yeah, well, I wish. But here we go. I've got to stay here until 10:30 Friday morning, and then when we break the world record, I can leave and go to bed.
Mm. I'm thinking that we should start smashing some plates.
Oh.
That is so against BBC guidelines.
I also love the fact that we've come in, this thing's been sponsored by the Guinness.
No, it's not sponsored. We're trying to break the record.
But we can't actually wear...
The hat. I know, because it's... I don't know at this point what's going on.
No.
Here we go.
Should we remind people how to donate?
No.
Yeah, do you want to do that?
Oh, we need to get this number out. You know what I mean? As much as possible. It's done such a sterling job. I would feel so guilty if the numbers of donations went down.
Okay, right.
Because we were too busy jibber jabbering.
Okay, if people want to give us some money for Comic Relief, because that's why we're doing this ridiculous marathon broadcast.
Kissy
this is why.
Is so on point. I like the fact that Kissy is on the money.
This is what we're
on the shoulders
about.
Of giants, though. Yeah. You see, this
Kissy,
is,
what you talking about? We're telling you what we're talking about. Shut up. So, if you want to give us some money for Comic Relief, here's what you do: you get your phone and you text the word Chris to 70011. You text the word Chris, which is my name, to 70011, and you'll get a pound's Comic Relief. And then they will spend that pound in Africa and the UK on very wonderful, fabulous things that make people's lives a little bit better. It will cost you a pound plus your standard network message charge, and the whole of the pound goes to Comic Relief, and they will spend every penny of it. You've got to be 16 or over, ask the bill payer's permission, full terms and conditions at bbc.co.uk/radio1. But if you want to give us a pound, if you have enjoyed Kissy, if you've enjoyed... if you've enjoyed Tandy Newton and Patrick Keelty wearing silly hats in the studio, getting down to Kissy Sellout, then it's worth a pound of your money to Comic Relief. So get your mobile out now and write Chris and send it to 70011. That's 70011. Thank you, Tandy.
It's easy. It's so easy.
It's just my name to 70011, and that pound will go to Comic Relief. Yeah. And so far, we've raised over £1 million since we started.
Unbelievable. Thing.
And I'm not taking any of it as any, but no percentage, no cut. Honestly.
I'd say take 20.
No, I tried, but they said no. They wouldn't even let me have two. In fact, I'm not even getting paid to be here. No, well, Paddy, you're never paid to be anywhere.
I'll sort you out, babe.
That's the only reason why I'm here tonight, Chris.
Well, listen, Patrick, thank you for coming in to see us. And Tandy, seriously, good luck with Patrick. I know you've just met him and he seems like fun, but there's a very dark, depressed side to him.
I think she'll find that out when we get
home. Thanks for having us, Mike.
You are welcome, Tandy, and you are welcome, Patrick Keelty. You two kids now, you rave safe, okay?
You think?
You be good.
We'll try.
You know, actually, something tells me now, I'm looking at the pair of you, she's got that little glint in her eye that you could be in trouble. Something tells me she's going to go, right, now I know a great little pub that'll still be open.
Indeed.
Ah! While me and Kissy continue to rave into the middle of the night.
Absolutely.
Still going.
Can't get enough of it, you see?
We've run out of plates. Kissy, what are you talking about?
I've got Jurassic Park lined
up. Kissy, you gotta make something into this.
Yeah.
Kissy, what you talking about?
Jurassic Park, in a minute.
All right, coming up.
A whole minute.
No, press the button, you gotta press
it. No, I know, but I'm waiting for a cut. I'm gonna see if I can build it and mix it.
Oh, I see. Okay, go on.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go on. Okay.
All right, let's build it up.
I'll be the crowd.
Let's have some Kissy love.
I'm so excited. Hi, I'm Cheryl Cole, and I'm part of the Kissy Club.
Hello, I'm Aggie from How Clean Is Your House, and I'm definitely in the Kissy Club, and I want a badge.
Yo! Hello, it's Michael McIntyre, one of the founders of House Music, and I long to be involved in the Kissy Club.
Tell you what, there's a lot of famous DJs want to be part of the Kissy Club.
Hey, it's John Bishop, and I want to be in the Kissy
All
Club.
All right!
But my kids won't let me.
Oh. Here we go. Because you're going in a black.
I'm building.
Nice.
It's coming. The changeover's coming.
Oh, I can feel it.
The crowd's going wild. Woo! I can feel the energy. The temperature's rising in the room. This is amazing.
Very sweaty.
Hey!
Ah! Sandy and Patrick, may you have a lovely St. Patrick's Day evening.
We'll never forget
I
this
think
one.
We're gonna have. I don't think we will either, trust me.
You two have fun. I'm staying with a man in a white vest.
Rock on, boys.
It's Tandy.
I think we will. Right, it's 12:15 in the morning, and we are not stopping for another 10 hours.
Okay, Chris, I've got a new type of music for you.
Okay.
To witness, bear witness to. It's called Moon Baton.
Moon Baton.
Yeah, Moon Baton.
Right.
I think that's how you pronounce it. And it's like really slow, Dutch house, really slow. Okay, so when it drops, you've got to turn this up nice and loud and do a all bit right. of groove to it, okay?
Okay, all right.
It's coming, it's coming. Yeah. Ready? Razor. Oh! Now what are you saying?
Ah.
It's just, your moves are natural to it. You and the music are one. You're just gelling.
Hey, Kissy.
Yeah, go on.
I'm Tandy Newton, and please let me be in the Kissy Club.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You have no idea what it was like standing next to possibly one of the most beautiful women in the world.
I know.
The most insane experience I've ever had.
That's why I had to ruin it with this.
I'm Patrick O'Kilty, and yeah. I'd love to be in the Kissy Club.
Do you ever say no?
That definitely levelled me out, though. It was good. It was good. Mix it up. Encourage it. It's more on the favours.
Like I found your weak spot, Kissy. Ready?
Go on.
I'm Tandy Newton. And
oh,
man,
look at him. Oh, look at you melt. Jason is in his wagon in Wakefield. He says, what a show.
Yeah.
Think in a good way. All right. This means you must have the coolest late night revelers in the world, Paddy and Tandy, says Jay and Bolton.
Yeah, we should be a bit more calm about it and just say, oh, he's used to that. Used to that on a, you know, midnight, just used to that sort of thing.
That kiss his flatmates. He only came back because I lost the spare keys. Like, I'm working.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
This is perfect timing.
What are you talking about? Kiss,
sell out. What are you talking about?
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Chris.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Where have you been?
Well, I decided to take some of my break time and go for a lie down, which consisted of a 15-minute lie on the bed.
Does that power nap thing work or
no? No, do you know what? It doesn't.
Really?
Not for me anyway. Actually, no, I had 20 minutes on the bed. I lay there trying to get to sleep for 5-10 minutes, and then my alarm went off, and then it was time to get in the shower.
All right, so you've had a shower.
Yeah.
You've freshened up a little bit.
I'm completely fresh, all new clothes. I was in the bathroom brushing my teeth, and I could hear Patrick Kilty and somebody called Tandy, and I thought, is that Tandy Newton?
We've just been raving with Kissy.
Except I've just spotted this. Can I say this? I'm just looking at this. Is that the Twitter feed?
Yeah, that's the picture
They've
of us.
Cropped me out.
No, it's just
What's that about? That's my you know what I mean?
No,
one of the most beautiful women I'll ever meet in my life. And
you see, when you click
there.
On it, you'll be there. Don't worry. It's just on that screen. So hang on. Listen to this. Watch Kissy melt, by the way.
I'm Tandy Newton, and please let me be in the Kissy Club.
Look at him. Look. His head goes down.
So explain to me. I knew that Paddy was coming in.
Dave, if you missed it, you missed it. Kissy and I could not say a word.
How does Kilty know Tandy Newton?
They met 2 hours ago.
One of many questions. One of hundreds of questions that we wanted to ask out loud.
Kissy and I were just like, yeah, sure, anyway, so. But it's all good. This is what you've been missing, Dave.
I apologise, by the way. I've got new contact lenses in, which haven't fully adjusted. So if I look awful... I think
look at Kissy!
No, but I think
he's dressed like Louis Spence.
I think I look worse than I am. Oh dear.
There's three of us now, though.
I know. Well, look, Kissy, 2.5 for Dave in this state.
Yeah, give us 10 minutes.
That's all right.
I'll be
give
back
us 5 minutes. You'll be fine. I'll get you going. You'll be fine. Got lots of energy drinks lying around.
We don't need them.
Exactly. A high on life. That's what I'm talking about.
I've been listening to this for what? Almost an hour?
Yeah.
I'm now wide awake.
Yeah. Do you feel better than when I left you?
Well, I'm ready to... I'm quite angry because I was ready to have a little kind of nice, relaxing, ambient Benji B session and Kissy walks in and goes, bang, right, let's go.
Yeah.
And now I can't sleep even though I want to because I'm completely wide awake. But at least I found his weak spot.
I'm 10.
Oh, man.
There you go.
But I could tell because she kept looking over at me, and every time she did it, I just looked away because I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Oh, she's beautiful, isn't she?
She's all right, I suppose. Yeah. That petty guilty's hot, though.
Always has been, hasn't he?
I think I've been at way too long. 42 hours, 27 and a half minutes we've been on the radio for.
Some of the best radio on Radio 1 I've ever heard in my whole life, I think.
Yeah, the last hour.
Obviously, I'm a bit biased, but...
Sure.
Louis Walsh here. I'm definitely in the Kissy Club.
He's been in for a long time.
Yeah, hasn't he, just?
A long, long time.
Yeah, I think that door's been bolted.
Hey, Kissy, it's Florence, and I'm in the Kissy Club.
Ah. Another one, just another one. Just a random, you know, random choice, that.
Nice.
Is the Christine Blakely one in there? No, oh, sorry, I'm getting a shaking head. Apparently it's not anymore.
Oh, no. Really? What, since she went to the other side and you kicked her out? Since we got to ITV, she's no longer welcome. Do you want to hear the best one, Dave?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Peter Kay, and I really want to be in the Kissy Club. You know it.
That's amazing. Who would have thought?
Hey, can you play the Comedy Dave MC Cobra jingle? Have you got
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
you got that? Can we press that?
Yo, Comedy Dave, what you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Dave has no idea what he's talking about.
Do you know what? I'm getting better.
What's this?
Because my show's quite crazy, as you probably gathered. I did this thing when I used to take people to another country when we did our little feature, and I think this is some Italian music, and I wanted to take everyone to Italy, so that's what I did. So this is just a random piece of...
Italian music. You've missed this. You've just walked into this.
No, you missed all of the Greek.
Yeah. Well, no, I had
A-list
was,
film
that
stars.
Was the other thing. No, hang on, right.
Stanley Kubrick soundtracks. No,
it's like
opera.
It's like I've dreamt some of it, and some of it was real, because when I was lying down in our little den, before I turned the radio down, I could hear Greek music and plate smashing.
Yeah, that was what it was. There was no plate smashing.
But was there not a noise of plate smashing?
Paddy wanted to, but against the BBC rules and regulations, I'm afraid, so. So we were plate smash free.
By the way, this lack of sleep is the weirdest thing.
I mean, are you guys feeling happy? Because you know, it does play with your emotions a bit.
Do you know what it is?
We've been up for almost 2 days solid.
Yeah.
I've never been up this long without sleep in my life. I haven't had not even a 60-second nap. And I'm wide awake. I don't fully know what's going on, but I'm wide awake. But then, to be honest... I don't know how many people are tuning to Kissy all the time fully know what's going on in Kissy's head. Apparently, we're on a trip around the world now. We're in Italy. This don't sound like no Italian music I've ever heard.
Well, we normally have food as well with us as well. We can bring it in, but it was too complicated coming in
thanks,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
I've got half a pizza. If you want it.
Really?
I do actually have.
Oh, you do as well? That looks like that's been sitting there for a long, old time.
No,
that does.
No, only since about 9:30.
At night or in the morning?
No, at night.
Oh, no, okay, right, yeah. It's not too bad, I guess.
If you get desperate, it's yours.
Maybe. I don't know. I've got a few knots in my tummy after meeting Thandie Newton. I don't think I can...
I'm Thandie Newton.
Oh, blimmin' it. What is this? What is
this?
Oh, do you hear that, the way she says kissing?
Yeah.
Yeah, she says it with a kind of certain amount of disdain.
All right. Are you all right, then?
What?
You okay, then?
I am great,
good.
Yeah.
I'm just really pleased that you two are actually, you know, smiling and stuff. Well, Dave's getting there.
We'll get there in a minute. My eyes are adjusting as we speak.
Nice.
Should we leave Italy?
Yeah.
We've still got a classroom mix for your favourite tune still to come as well.
I can't wait for that, by the way. So Kissy says, send me a list of your favourite kind of... TV shows, right? No,
it's just favourite tunes.
Favourite tunes. And did you notice there was a kind of... What I did was, I went through a load of 80s and 90s tunes.
Very 80s and 90s, I must admit. That's cool.
And I'm thinking, I wonder if these will mix together or not. So I tried to choose songs that I thought might mix, and then I got a bit frustrated and then just threw a load of random songs in.
It's quite nice that you paid me so many compliments for looking quite cool, because actually, I am a bit massive music geek, so actually, I it's cool.
Were there some tunes in there that you were excited by?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot of them already.
All right, so... Kissy will be mixing those up later on this morning. Meanwhile, Dave, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh. Fantastic.
Goodbye, Italy.
I played this. Can I tell you something about this? This is a DJ edit I did when I did... I played the Arcadia stage at Glastonbury. I was DJing to like 10,000 people. And at the end, I played this my last tune. It goes into a bit of classical music at the end.
I like
the way that we roll now. It's the way we roll now that we're, you know what I mean? Now it's three of us.
Kissy, watch this. Kissy, watch this.
This is the Kills, the Good Ones. It's a Tiga remix, except I put some Kissy Club beats over the top of it.
I can hear them. I like the Kissy Club.
And I've got a nice tune coming up next called Cuckoo Look Cuckoo, which is good. Maybe we can sing together. Maybe not, you know. I don't know. You know, it's the first time we've ever met before. I'm not sure where we're
at. I don't know the words, Kissy. That's the problem.
It's just sounds. It's not right. It's
well,
just sounds.
We'll pick it up. It's Radio 1's longest ever show. And we are flying. It's 11 minutes past 1 in the morning on BBC Radio 1.
You ready for a bit of another Kissy curveball?
I would love a Kissy curveball.
I've got a bit of Robert Palmer coming up now.
Oh, man. Oh, Addicted to Love.
No. Irresistible.
Irresistible.
Even better, some might say. Damn, 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 bam. Ready? Oh.
Good, isn't it?
I'm so loving the show.
Yeah.
Kissy, can I tell you a secret?
Go on.
I was planning to have a big break during your show because I thought I was going to...
Well, I thought you were too. That's why I was quite nervous about coming in.
And you know what? I really have to go for a break at some point, but I'm not going yet.
Thank you.
That's I'm loving it.
This is great.
I'm scared of the guns, but I'm loving the music.
Ah, here we go. You know what this is?
No. It's R.E.M.
It is R.E.M.
And Night Swimming.
It is indeed. With some big old beats over the top of it.
Robert Palmer, R.E.M.
Oh man, I've still got more to come as well.
Loving it.
See, this is so lovely. Like, you know, hearing what you're saying about the tunes and liking the tunes and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's wonderful to be part of this experience because I think, you know, there's such a buzz about this show, you know, when I've been listening all day and stuff. And I think that half it is that you know, you guys have just been doing such a stellar job. But also, it's just so easy to donate money to Comic Relief this way with a text message. You know, if you want to text Chris to 700011.
700011.
It's just, you know, it's just so easy. I thought you were going to have your credit card details ready or something.
No.
But no, it's...
Get your phone, send the word Chris to 700011. That's it. Cost £1 plus a standard network message charge. The pound goes to Comic Relief. You've got to be 16 or over. Ask the bill pays permission. Full terms and conditions at the BBC website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. But if you want to give us a pound, if you are enjoying Kissy's show tonight... Oh, listen to this. Right, I'll say it quickly, then I'll shut up. Text the word Chris to 700011. That's a pound to Comic Relief for our show tonight. Text Chris to 700011. Put some money in the kitty for Kissy. Do you like that?
The Kissy Kitty.
It's the Kissy Kitty. Actually, that sounds a bit weird.
Yeah, it does. I'll put it straight back in the Comic Relief kitty. Don't worry about it.
It goes to Comic Relief.
It's such a temporary thing. I'll be a middleman. I won't do much with it.
This is Kissy Sellout on BBC Radio 1 with Chris Moyles and Mr. Comedy Day.
Hello.
We have been on the radio for way too long, and we are not going home yet. In fact, do you want to hear the jingle?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Listen.
This is BBC Radio 1's longest show ever with Chris Moyles and Comedy Day.
Hi.
And Kissy Sellout for Comic Relief.
Listen to this.
Hour 43.
It's hour 43 for us.
Which means we have 9 hours left, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Alan's here. Hey, Alan.
Good morning,
Kissy,
everyone.
Kissy, morning. Alan.
Yes. Oh, how wonderful.
Nice. So, in the studio, I've got a little surprise for you.
Right.
Someone's just turned up who wants to come in and wish you all the best. So, are you ready now?
It's not Paddy Kilty again.
No, it's not.
Yeah, send him home, for God's sake. Yeah, it's Paddy Kilty.
Definitely not. Okay, here we go.
All right. Katie Perry!
Hello!
Katie, how are you?
What do you need in the last 9 hours?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the only person that keep you awake. And I brought a care package of things that could hopefully keep you awake.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Fantastic. How
are you? Unbelievable.
Look at you. You look amazing. It's 1:20 in the morning.
This is when I just wake up.
Wow. Is that really?
No, I just came from a show. I'm playing shows now here in London.
Are you?
How's that going?
It's going well. It's going very well. But they told me that you've been up, or you will be up, for 50 hours.
Yeah.
And you know, when I used to be a tweaker, I'd know exactly how you feel. So,
what's a tweaker?
Someone that stays up really late.
Oh, that's what I thought.
By the way, Katie.
What?
I'm Chris. Hi.
I know you're Chris.
This is Dave.
I'm Dave. Hi.
Hi, Dave.
And
hi.
This is Kissy.
Hi, Kissy. You're the guy that does all the remixes.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, I know about you.
Oh. Oh, hang on. What is it? In a good way or a bad way?
No, I heard he's actually really talented.
No, he is.
Yeah. Look at these guns, by the way. He's not hiding those
bad boys. Guns.
Not hiding those.
I brought you a care package of all the things you might need.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let me see. Well, we've got some canned oxygen in case it gets a little bit, you know, tiring.
Is it seriously oxygen in a can?
Yeah, you should take a hit.
I would love that.
How are you doing?
I don't want to take too much, though. I don't want to be like have too much oxygen.
It's like the sort of thing that Michael Jackson used to use.
Right.
I don't know what
that
is.
That doesn't look like
hemorrhoid cream.
I don't have hemorrhoids.
Well, that's good for your eyes, I think.
Yeah,
I got that's good too. And these are tablets. They're direct energy. You put them in a drink.
Yeah.
You might need those.
Fantastic.
And some tampons in case you start over the
right.
I was just saying that we might need some.
I checked my calendar. I'm fine.
Yeah, and me.
You're fine.
Yeah. I've got it on an app now.
And maybe some. You know, I just want to keep you up. Make
don't
sure
be
that you're
showing that mucky magazine.
Some dirty magazine.
No, look at Kenny trying to get on the camera.
Some dirty magazine. Just so you know, you can have
actually
some
pass them to me. I'm gonna look after.
Listen, this is comic relief, isn't it?
Yeah, some anti-fatigue eye stick, just in case you have like an event to go to in the next couple of days. People don't want to judge you for your big, you know, bags underneath your eyes.
Right.
You're doing this for all the right reasons.
Can I ask you? And I want an honest answer, Katie.
What's that?
How do the three of us? How do we look in terms of awake, tired, rough, okay, and all that?
You don't look that bad, actually.
I just had a shower.
Do you know that I had someone go out and get me the strongest coffee in all of London?
Wow.
So this is the strongest coffee. If you take this coffee, you will stay up for another 50 hours, but
right,
nobody will be giving at that point. It'll just be on your own volition.
Everybody will want us to go to sleep.
Go to sleep, Chris Moyles.
I noticed it looks airtight, this bag. It's so strong.
Yeah.
Maybe just to open it.
If it releases,
let it release. That's it.
That's bad.
You'll never sleep.
I love that. Katie, thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I get to keep the bag?
Sure, keep the bag.
I love
the whole bit.
I love that.
So what have you guys been doing to actually keep your audience entertained? Because, I mean, I love listening to the show and radio things like that.
Thanks.
But, you know, 50 hours.
Do you know what? It's been fine because we've been teaming up with all the other DJs. So me and Dave have been doing the whole stretch.
So we've done, like, the show that we normally do, and then we've been on everyone else's show.
Is it hard to form sentences at this point?
A little bit, but my voice went about 6 hours ago. Yeah.
I heard that you guys have raised 1.1 million pounds.
1.1 million pounds.
Yeah.
As you know, in dollars is even more.
That's like $2.2 million.
Wow.
So you should just say that.
And we don't get to keep any of it.
That's all right, because I think Comic Relief does something better with it than going to Armani and getting a nice suit, Chris.
I wouldn't go to Armani.
Hugo Boss.
I would just spend it on drink.
Drink
and good time.
Well, you gotta wear something to the bar.
No, you don't. Not with $2.2 million.
Woo!
Wear what you like.
I feel like I'm on like one of those really dirty talk shows
that only exists
late at night.
He just looks filthy. It's Kissy.
Stop it,
you do Kissy's look a little bit only way as Essex right now.
Well, I'm actually from Essex.
I love Essex. My husband is from Essex.
That's true. How is your husband? How is he?
He's good. He went back to Los Angeles because he is about to come out with a bunch of different movies. So he went to do promotion.
So you're going to be here while he's over there.
Yeah, but I think he's going to hop back over very soon.
No, that's nice.
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, send him our love when you see him.
Yeah. I will. I heard you had a pint, too.
I did, but you know what? I didn't drink it because at this stage, I've never been awake for 43 hours before.
Mm. Well, you've never lived.
Well, not sober.
not sober.
not ever.
Even then,
Not ever.
I'd love to show off and say, I don't think I've ever been awake for 43 hours.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I haven't done that sober either.
But I think I look all right. I think I look fairly
fresh.
You
look fine.
You look magnifique.
And you know what's nice?
Magnifique.
Because the voice is going ever so slightly. I think it kind of gives
you're putting that
sexy growl.
I just drop it. And if I turn up the English,
ooh,
I think it sounds quite sexy.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot. There's one thing in your bag that you might need to lift your spirits.
What's that?
I've got the magazines, if that's what you're thinking. I've already got them.
A West Ham United shirt!
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh, no.
Because I know you're such a big West Ham United fan.
Do you know what? I was there a few weeks ago.
They won a few weeks ago, huh?
It wasn't that week.
Okay. Well, that was the week. That was the week that we were actually watching the game, and I have never seen an angrier husband. Raw! So, just in case you need a change of clothes, you can wear a
Kissy, do you want to wear?
I don't know much about football.
Oh, well, then that's all right.
Are you English?
Am I English? Yes, but I'm a misfit.
Alas, I don't fit in with anyone else.
Essex people tend to support West Ham United anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're born with it, so put it on.
Okay.
Plus, Katie's giving it to you, so you can't really...
No, not really, no.
You can't really say no.
Wait, I'll put it over the vest.
Yeah, that'll suit you.
So, Katie, where are you playing tonight?
I play at the Hammersmith. I'm playing three nights there.
Okay.
And then I come back and I play Wembley.
Beautiful.
And then I'll be back to play the O2. So I'm taking my steps here and there. But everything is sold out and fantastic.
Good.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I love being in London. The whole time I was in Europe, which was fantastic, I was waiting to get to beautiful London.
And the crowd good tonight?
Yeah, they're nuts. They really are nuts. And it's the first time I'm in an English-speaking... I mean, I think sometimes we don't speak the same language, bin and zebra and things like that.
Yeah.
But I understand that we understand each other.
Listen, it's fine. It's just that sometimes, you know, as an American, you get certain English words wrong.
Right, oh yeah.
And that's fine. Or you have nicknames for them.
Excuse me.
And you can't say aluminium.
Aluminium.
See, it's aluminium.
Listen, we don't need to pronounce that many vowels and things.
You haven't got time.
We don't have time for that.
And it's also, it's holiday, it's not vacation, and it's boot and not trunk.
I've been saying holiday, and I wear boots on my feet and not in my car.
Mm-hmm.
But now with you and Russell,
yes.
I would imagine you've picked up certain English words.
You all right? All right, yeah, I have a little bit. Like, I'll say, "Oh, you're gonna dine out on that one for a while."
Or
sometimes he'll be, you know, getting dressed for the day. I'm like, "Give us the butchers."
Oh,
do you use the expression "kip"? Yeah, you know, if you want a little sleep.
I take a kip all the time.
You see, that's
a kitty kip.
Yeah,
yeah,
or a kissy kip if you
a kipkins when you get really disgusting and mushy. You're gonna take a little kipkins.
Do you speak to Russell in that voice?
Doesn't every, like, mushy in love couple do that thing?
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, Chris. It's okay. Don't worry. There's hope for you.
Oh, gee,
I don't think there is.
Is there?
You need a Kipkins.
I think he said it's not fair to the idea of the kip. I don't think he's talking about anything mushy. I think he just wants a nap right now.
I just like the idea of Katie going, we're going to go for a Kipkins. Russell's too lucky. That's what it is. He's too lucky.
What's that mean?
He's a lucky man to have you.
Oh, he's a lucky man.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said he's too lucky. Like
no,
L-O-O-K.
No.
You know, I don't know if we do speak the same language.
Well, listen, thanks for coming to see us.
Yeah.
You're very sweet.
I hope that everyone that's up right now is up for all the right reasons.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Listening to y'all, and I hope that you can raise even more money for Comic Relief, because Russell went to Africa with Comic Relief, and we did a whole thing together, like for our wedding. Instead, we did it with Comic Relief.
Right.
And they've been fantastic to us, and we know that if you give them their support, and you know, if you give to them, they'll actually put it to work
in the right place.
In the absolute right place.
They will spend every penny of every pound,
and they'll go out there themselves and do it.
That's right.
So I absolutely, that's the reason I'm here at 1:30
in
the morning.
You're a ray of sunshine. Everyone, these guys are perked up. No
did
reason.
You just put duct tape over your West Ham United jersey?
It's
a legal thing, actually. I didn't trust me. If you spot,
by the way,
it adds to it.
It's like he's remixed the shirt.
I'm always customizing, you know.
He has to remix everything.
Well, thank you guys for having me on air.
Thank you.
Katie, thank you for coming to see us, and good luck with the London
gigs. I hope they give you a day off after this.
I'm having 2 weeks off after this.
Holy crap, I would stay up for 50 hours to have 2 weeks off. Good night.
Good night, bye, Katie.
That's
good
night. Amazing.
Oh. Kissy. I'm going to talk to you, right? So Kissy has turned up to do the show tonight. Like, so he preps, he gets mixes ready, he knows what he's going to do on the show, all fine. So first of all, me and him are here, and we work out how we're going to do the show, and I'm like, look, just do the show, and I'll just jump in and out. It's worked all right, hasn't it? It's worked good.
Oh, yeah, it's been fantastic, yeah.
So then Tandy Newton comes in.
With Paddy Kilty.
Right, and Kissy goes, oh, my God, like that, right? And Paddy Kilty comes in. Then, because we're raising money for Comet Relief, Richard Curtis just calls in to say hello during a song about 20 minutes ago. Right? Kissy goes, oh my God, it's the film man, right?
Well, I said the film, and then I stuttered because I was a bit starstruck.
You're extremely polite.
Right? And then Casey's just walked in, right? And Kissy goes, oh my God. And then when she threw the West Ham shirt at you, and she goes, put it on, you literally kind of went, oh. You pretty much went, wow. As if to go, okay, whatever
you want. Knew who I was. Did you notice that when she came in? Yeah. She said, you're the remix guy.
See? You're Kissy sellout!
What a show.
Oh, man, this is amazing.
Paul McCartney's coming in to say hello, by the way. Elton John, Barack Obama and Elvis.
I don't need any of those two when I've got you two.
Oh,
I speak for the whole nation when I say that.
Kissy!
You know what, though? I think you should give out that text number again, though.
Okay. If you want to give us £1 to Comet Relief, just £1 on a text, send the word Chris on a text to 70011. It'll cost you £1 plus your standard network message charge. The £1 goes to Comet Relief. You've got to be 16 or over. Ask the bill, pay its permission.
Yeah.
Full terms and conditions. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Very nice.
So Easy. Send a text saying Chris to 70011 if you've enjoyed any of Kissy's show tonight.
Kissy sell out. Kissy.
It's making me do all kinds of feelings.
Really?
All right, we'll keep them in.
Playing with my emotions,
keep
that voice.
Keep them under that vest.
All right, so Kissy says to me and Dave a couple of weeks ago when we're working on this marathon broadcast, he goes, right, I'm going to do the classroom mix. I need to send me all your favourite tunes and I'm going to mix them all together. So he's got my list, he's got Dave's list. I don't know what Dave chose. He doesn't know what I chose. I don't know what out of that list Kissy has chose.
And it's anything,
we're ready,
isn't it?
To go. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm a bit nervous.
Oh, no,
I hope
don't
you
be.
Do like it.
And are these two separate?
No, all together.
All together.
One
right,
big mix.
Great.
Ready?
Great.
Yes.
Say it, kids.
Fingers on lips. It's time for the classroom mix.
Yay! See if you can spot any of your tracks, Dave.
This is mine.
Oh, I know what this is.
Bass heads. Is there anybody out there? Love this.
This is a tune, Kissy and Dave. I chose this, didn't I? I chose this.
Good choice, sir. Good choice.
I thought that when I looked at it. Mr. Wendell.
You know, this. I was looking at the list. I wasn't even looking under whose list it was from. And I thought, I bet that was Chris Miles as well. You know,
it was.
The man's got taste.
Mr. Wendell's a bomb.
His only worries are sickness and occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized, we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food.
We're missing a trick here, you know. We should have done a Comet Relief, you know, fitness video.
Well, you're dressed.
Look at me, Kissy. Look at me.
It's a vision. Well, I mean, you look magnifique. It's beautiful.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that. Sing!
Mr. Wynn, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I feed you dignity to stand with pride. Realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Wynn. Mr. Wynn, dear. You know
this is yours. Definitely yours. I'm not holding my hands up to this, no way.
It's 22 in the morning, I'll admit it's finally mine. So it tells me that Kissy and I might have the same taste in 80s pop.
What, good taste?
Yeah, of course. Still lots of people watching on the red button, by the way, and texting in 81994 and text us in. This show has got to be on a podcast, says someone on the text. But if you missed any of it, you can listen to it again on the iPlayer. Make sure you check it out. So anytime from when you wake up tomorrow and you want to check the whole show out, check out the iPlayer for Kissy Sellout. Matt in Hastings, Jason in Chester, Stuart in Edinburgh, all loving it.
you as well, I think.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah. Mock Turtles.
Yeah, can you dig it?
Yeah.
I'm all over this tonight. Prince. Is that yours?
Me. And this one. Young MC, Bust and Move.
Hey, do you want a total, Kissy?
Oh, man. Yeah, go on.
All right, well, we've got an estimated fundraising total, right, so far. So, as of 25 past one, the estimated total fundraising amount for this massive Radio 1 show is... Look at Kissy's face.
What is it?
Bust a Move, come on.
We reckon we've added about another 50,000.
Really?
Will be an estimated £1.198 million.
Wow.
Just under £1.2 million.
Absolutely amazing. So lovely to get so much support from all the listeners out there as well.
If you're loving Kiss's mix, if you're loving Dave's tired face.
Is he still tired?
Yeah.
No, I can't. It's a bit unfair. Dave looks like much, much more punky now. We all did after Katy Perry came in. We all looked a lot more punky.
Yeah, if you're loving Katy Perry. These mixes are great. So listen, if you want to send us £1 on a text to Comet Relief and it'll go into our little pot, send the word Chris on a text to 70011. 70011. Write the word Chris and send it right now. If you're still up, you're still watching, you're still listening, stay with us and send us £1. Send Chris on a text to 70011. It's going to cost £1 plus your standard network message charge. The whole pound goes to Comet Relief. You're going to be 6 in a row for Aston Bill, pays permission and full terms and conditions. And if you want to donate more online, it's bbc.co.uk/radio1.
This is you.
Corner got the heroes. It bites. Kissy loves it. Admit it, Kissy. You love it.
Of course I do.
See? Ready? Did you know this track, Kissy?
Huh?
Did you know this track before?
Oh, yeah, I had it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You love it, see?
Did you really?
It's got the little
this
breakdown.
This is the toughest one to mix
right,
in
here
as
we go.
Well.
You ready? Here we go.
Oh! Oh, no, thank you. I was glad when you picked Tears for Fears. This is one of my favourite
records. Tears for Fears. And if you played 80s, you've got to play Tears for Fears. Come on. Hey?
Is this Rule the World or Run the World?
I mean, Rule the World. Come on.
Yo, it's your boy Tiny Temper, and I am officially in the Kissy Club.
Yeah, because
he's Tandy again. Go on. Fears.
He loves it. All right.
Do Tandy again. You know that on iPlayer I'm going to really just rewind to that one bit for a whole week.
Yeah. You ready? Here we go. Let's break it down.
I'm Tandy Newton. Oh. Please let me be in the Kissy Club.
Oh.
It's like kryptonite, that. I need the Patrick Keelty one to like balance me out. You know what I mean?
I'm Patrick O'Keelty. And I'd love to be in the Kissy Club.
Yeah, I'm definitely straightened up now. That's done it for me. That's my needed that.
Straighten you up.
It's about us, you know. They wrote this about us. Wild boys.
Yeah, mild boys. This song is so chosen by you, Dave.
It does take me back.
Kissy's playing air guitar. Kissy's playing air guitar. Oh!
That's with my hair, that is.
Hair guitar.
Hair guitar.
What are you talking about?
Willis.
It's one.
Zoe, sunshine on a rainy day.
Oh!
I'm mixing.
Mix and blend. Keep it coming, Chris, yeah. A bit to the left, a bit to the right. That's it. Perfect.
It's coming in.
Oh! Bridge!
Unbelievable. Back of God.
Kissy. The people are loving this mix.
You're unbelievable.
Go! I'm not going to lie, I'm a first-time listener. I've watched all night, and I'm now watching Kissy. I love it, says Jay. I'm addicted to watching. Well done, says Karen from Maidenhead. Kissy needs to release his own Now series of mashups from the 80s and 90s. Says Mad Dave. Don't ever take advice from anybody with Mad. Or Dave. Will Kissy get this mix out on CD so we can buy it? It's the bomb! And that's from Kissy.
You thwarted me.
It's EMF, it's unbelievable.
Hey, do you know who else is unbelievable?
What?
Annie Nightingale. Oh, who is of course in the studio.
Annie's live.
Hi, Annie.
The legend. Annie Nightingale is going to be on the radio from 2 to 4. And she is unbelievable.
What a treat.
And if you want to know how unbelievable she is, buy a book. And read it with your mouth open. And you're like that. Well, Annie seemed like such a sweet woman. You right, Annie?
Absolutely great. I'll tell you what, this whole experience, you are making history.
Thank
you. The two of you, it's just... I've been glued all day, like everybody else. I'm sure everybody else feels you know, it's just fantastic.
It's infectious, isn't it?
It's very exciting to be here. I feel very privileged. Hey, what about having Katy Perry here?
I know.
Hey, Katy Perry. Forget that. We've got Annie Nightingale here. That's
what we're talking about.
Shaggy!
This is actually a DJ tour I had anyway. I played some of my DJ sets anyway. Oh, that's how good your selections were.
Thank you. Paula.
Are you ready for a bit of bassline action, though?
All right.
If you want to use your jingle, use your jingle. Chris Moore's
dropped that bassline.
Too soon. Let's sit. Ready? Wait for it. Ready?
Chris Moore's.
No, wait.
Chris Moore's.
Wait. Yeah.
Nah. Chris Moore's dropped that bassline. Oh! I think Kissy just did that thing where you shake your hands and if you're drying your fingernail, your nail varnish. I haven't seen that since Delbert Wilkins. Sounds like ducks at a rave. Kissy, thank you, man. I've absolutely
No. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure to be part of this. I think well done to the both of you, and good luck with the rest of your journey through this.
Welcome.
It really is a real pleasure to be part of it, just because it's just such a great job. I've not been able to switch it off when I went home, so it's really fantastic. And thank you to all the listeners that have donated as well, because I think I'm not the only one that can say that the amount of money that you guys have raised is incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
The listeners have been immense.
We're blown away by it.
Now listen, your mix was brilliant tonight. Thank you so much, and I'm so pleased that you leave tonight from meeting loads of people, including Tandy Newton and Katy Perry
and Richard Curtis.
You're well excited about. And by the way, I'm going to let you, as an extra present, have those Mucky magazines that Katy brought. So,
score. Good night.